Hey, while we're down here doing the ticks and the mosquitoes, what about inside the house?
Absolutely. So what we like to do is our programs, we like to basically keep you on a quarterly program. That keeps us coming out every 3 months, and it covers everything except for wood-destroying insects. So fleas, ticks, spiders, scorpions, ants, it's all included in a one quarterly price, and it's guaranteed in between services. So it's very affordable, again, just depending on how big your yard is and how big your home is, but it's not very expensive at all to stay pest-free in your home.
And we travel inside and out?
Inside and outside, yes, sir. Some people don't want us to go inside, and that's okay, too, because our goal is to maintain everything from the outside, but absolutely covers inside, outside. We'll dust down your cobwebs. Yeah, so it's very affordable.
I'm going to warn you before you go down there, because you know in advance, folks, I'm giving her this warning, because you heard her say she
right
can take
here.
Care of it. But I had a couple guys go down with me, and one Hispanic guy, and I know his dad real well, good friend of mine, and he'd never been down doing the work we were doing, which is a lot of manual labor. And he comes down there. First thing happens, a scorpion hits him on the arm from falling off, you know, how they draw.
Yes.
Then the black widows, we power wash the whole outside of the house just to get help.
Yes.
Because I didn't have the chemicals. So we're doing this, and he goes, "What about this?" And no, don't touch that. And then the centipedes.
Yes. Oh, they creep me out.
He said that. I said, no. And so he looks at the other guy that's helping me, and he goes, "I think I'm at Jurassic Park. Everything here wants to hurt me." Of course, so the big grasshoppers. The big grasshoppers won't hurt you, but.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm warning you. You got to, you're going to get it. We're going to do it. But this is going to be a job.
It's okay.
Folks, you heard me warn her.
I'm not scared.
Because I'm going to report back to you next month. Bridget's going to be, she's our newest sponsor. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you for asking us.
But she'll be here at least every 6 weeks, if not every month. So I'm going to report back to you next month.
Yes.
With her live.
Let's do it.
Well, it's recorded, but we're going to call it live anyway.
Why not?
Is on the radio. I'll tell you how it worked, because we'll do it.
Awesome.
So we're doing it. So is that a good idea?
I think it's a wonderful idea.
So we're going to do the whole program.
Perfect.
Whole shmo.
Yes.
So do you get a better deal if you do the whole program?
Yes.
That's how I hit that.
Hey, I love the way you think. Yeah. Obviously, we like to package things together.
Bundle. We'll get a bundle of them.
There you go. Yeah.
And then just do it every month?
Yeah. And so, you know, with black widows, I have black widows out in Wall, and we're able to really get a handle on them. But we do our service in my house, because I hate black widows. We do it monthly. But again, that's just because, like you said, they're constantly turning over that dirt. Everything's just on the move out there. But, you know, just depending on what you have, we could even do bi-monthly, depending on the results that you're seeing. So it's all, we like to base it all off of each individual's needs.
You know, they name those, and you know how bad a black widow if they get you. And the other one, brown
recluses. Mm-hmm.
They're bad. They're out there bad too.
Yes.
But if you ever notice around a black widow, you see their web, there's nothing near them.
No.
They literally kill everything that gets close to
everything.
Them. That's kind of scary.
It kind of wigs you out. And I don't know. Black widows to me, I don't like brown recluse. I don't like really any creepy crawly, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I just feel like black widows are just the eeriest, creepiest looking spider there is. I don't know. I guess just because you know what they can do to you, especially.
They're sort of as bad as a rattlesnake.
They are. And some people really react very, very bad to them. So I strongly encourage, if anybody sees black widow, don't try to take it upon yourself. Call a professional, because it's not worth it. It's not worth the risk.
No, it's absolutely not, especially if you have kids.
Absolutely. You know, and kids are curious, and so they're constantly turning things over. Well, that's where the black widows like to hide.
Yep.
And, you know, they walk out and see a little tractor truck that they haven't picked up for 2 or 3 months, and they turn it over, and a black widow's hiding in there.
Are your firewood?
Yes, that's right, firewood. So it's not worth it.
We're going to take a quick break where we can play your commercial.
Awesome.
And then we're going to be right back and tell you about some more good stuff. Welcome back to Real Estate New. I told you folks we're going to have some good information. I learned a ton already this morning. In fact, it's probably going to cost me some money this morning. But you know what? Money well spent.
Absolutely.
If you don't have
that, protection.
If you don't have that, it just don't have that worry.
That's right. That's exactly
right. And there's nothing worse than something creepy crawly going around.
They're not fun.
And you know what's weird? It seems like some years you have a whole bunch of scorpions. Some years you have the big grasshopper. Some years I have this, because we didn't have centipedes last year.
Yeah.
It's come in stages or something.
It does. And I think, too, it's a lot, obviously, weather related. It's also, there's a lot of construction going on. So that's going to just turn up new things. So it's always ever changing. Weather is obviously the biggest component of it. But everything, West Texas, we just seems like we have the worst of the worst sometimes out here. But that's what we do.
Let's talk about one thing that we don't have the worst of the worst about. And I see people, they get so paranoid.
Yes.
And you remember my office over, it was by, it used to be old Fuddruckers yes. that Shannon took. Mm-hmm. We had termites at that corner. Yes. And I never, y'all treated it, but I never, ever fixed the wood rock, the wood damage it did mm-hmm. right there. And I'll tell you why I didn't do it. Because people watch, I guess, National Geographic or whatever they watch, and they see these mounds that are 12 foot tall from termites.
Right.
Let's talk about termites.
Let's do.
Because one saying, in fact, I think your mama's the one who told me this a long time ago. There's two kind of houses.
Yeah, I knew where you're going.
You know what it is. Yes, that's where I got it from. So there's the houses that got termites and the houses that are going to get them. Yep. Exactly. So, and I've used that a lot
that's right.
over the years mm-hmm. because it's true.
That's exactly right.
In West Texas, so, and it's not a, I'm not saying it's a good thing. It's not a good thing, but it's not a horrible thing either.
You know, and that I think you're right. People, they watch TV and they see these scary stories about these Formosan termites or termites that are in other parts of the world. We don't have those. The termites we have here, are they aggressive? Sure. Are they the most aggressive termite out there? Absolutely not. Are they treatable? 100% treatable. And the treatment procedures that we do here are not the scary procedures where you have to go in and fumigate and things like that. Everything we can do, we can control these termites underground. What we have here called subterraneans, they live under the soil. They are foraging randomly, constantly for food. So can they get access to your home? Yes. Will they get access to your home? Eventually, yes. If you don't have it treated, they will. Very, very, very controllable. It, don't be scared. Just be aware. That's what I like to tell people. Don't be scared of them. Just be aware.
There's the termites and then there's the carpenter ants.
Correct. Yes.
And the totally different animals.
Correct.
Well, insects, not animals.
Insects.
So let's talk about what's the main difference there.
So the biggest difference is the termites actually eat the wood. That's how they survive. They eat the cellulose and that's what they have to survive. Where the carpenter ants are simply going to hollow out the wood to live in it.
Learn something new.
The damage is going to be very similar. So do you need to take care of it? Absolutely, because they can still do structural damage, but they're not actually consuming the wood. Carpenter ants a lot of times can be controlled by not letting limbs overhang onto the home, because they a lot of times will come from the tree. They'll trail down the tree over to like your eave of your home and things like that. So what we suggest to people is try to trim your foliage away from the home to where they don't have that access. Does that mean that they won't trail and find wood? No, not necessarily. That's just our fence lines. They like to trail along the fence lines and to get access to the home. So the best way to treat a carpenter ant colony is basically just to find where is the source coming from. Again, very, very treatable, very cost effective.
Okay. And we see a lot, especially, I'm going to say the pine wood fences, the
yes.
cheap ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, look, what is this over here? And it's termites in the fence.
Correct.
What do we do about that problem?
So termites in the fence, now not always, but typically are going to be more of an agriculture-related termite. They're going to do more cosmetic damage on the surface. Now, I'm not going to say subterraneans won't get into it, but most subterranean termites are going to go for the more moist wood that's in the home. So there are two separate kinds of termites. Like a lot of times you'll walk along your grass yard and you'll see termites colonies along the dry dead grass. That's going to be more of an agriculture termite. Just a simple topical spray will kill those. The subterraneans are the ones that you need to be a little more concerned about. But again, all very treatable. We have an amazing product on the market that actually not just provide a barrier, but actually eliminate the colony. So we can actually, you know, eliminate the colonies that are around your home.
So before all, it was kind of moving them around.
That's exactly right. It was a barrier, and termites have a pheromone that if they cross something that they sense is dangerous, they send out a pheromone to the rest of the colony that says, don't come here, there's danger here. So, but the downside to that is, let's say that you go in and you dig up around the home, so you could actually destroy that barrier that's been put there. Where the products we have now, the termites don't sense that barrier's there. So they allow themselves to cross through it. They go back. They're very social. They like to visit with one another. As they rub against each other or go feed the queen, they're actually taking that chemical to the queen, kill the queen, and the colony no longer exists.
Cool.